There is a growing chorus of states and conservatives calling for something known as a CONCON, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up, for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 product line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every use or need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. To find a dealer near you, go to STIguns.com.
STI, the search for firearms at the highest level.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Hello, my friend. I'm Glenn Pav of The Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, heard weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, prime time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can also listen live on the web at writingtheright.com, spelled R-I-G-H-T. That's writingtheright.com. And join me this week with my guests and co-hosts. That's The Glenn Pav Show, weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, prime time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And folks, let's keep righting the right.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off, $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN2.
Welcome to the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, broadcasting nationwide on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Righting the Right is your chance to call in and comment on constitutional, conservative, Christian, or capitalist issues. Call in now at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Now here's your host, Patriot Glenn Pav.
And good morning. It's the last hour. Hour of Power on the Glenn Pav Show, heard 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, all across the nation. And we welcome all of our affiliates that are listening in and all those who are going to writingtheright.com and clicking on Listen Live right now. And we thank you for those of you who are on the computer, those of you who are driving and in terrestrial radio land all throughout our country. We are excited to be able to be with you today. And we have had some great opportunities today to talk about the Christian perspective on the latest and hottest news in the first hour, the second hour, where heaven and hell collide, and with the producer of that. You're going to have to get these podcasts, folks, and listen to these shows and these stories that have come about. They're just unbelievable, but they are believable because they are true, and the truth will set you free, that is for sure. So let's take a look at the book right now, a look at the book. As we look at Oz Hillman's Today God is First hat tip to him. The faithfulness of God. I read in Psalm 145, the Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. My friend, have you ever had a relationship with someone who was faithful? You knew you could depend on that person to do what he said. You learned that his word was completely trustworthy. If he said he would call you, he would. If he said he would be somewhere at a certain time, he'd be there. In fact, if he was late, you begin to wonder if he had an accident because he's so contrary to his nature to be late. It's great to have friends who are faithful. Well, my friend, God is faithful too. He's faithful to fulfill every promise in his word. Sometimes we think God isn't faithful because it appears he has not fulfilled a desire that we have had. Sometimes we think he's not faithful because of a crisis event that seems to say, well, God isn't faithful. We must remember, though, God is more concerned about accomplishing his ultimate purpose in the life of every believer than giving us the desires of our heart. Sometimes this results in hardship. The Bible is full of accounts of God's faithfulness that was often accompanied by hardship. He brought Joseph out of slavery to be greatly used in a nation. He delivered the people from Egypt and brought them into the promised land. He gave Abraham, the son of promise, late in his life, a son. He delivered David from his enemies and made him a king. In story after story, we learn of God's faithfulness. My question to you is this. Are you a faithful man or woman? The workplace needs faithful men and women. Take an inventory of your life today and ask God if he has been faithful, if you have been faithful with what he has entrusted to you. James 1, verses 2 through 4 says, "Count it all joy when you encounter various trials." These are tests from God. "Knowing that the testing of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and complete, wanting nothing." Through the test, the passing of the test, develops patience, develops endurance, develops maturity, develops contentment in your life. So God allows those trials because he wants you to learn valuable lessons of his faithfulness. Well, that's a look at the book this morning on the Glenn Pav Show, and I hope you're going to have a great weekend. The time is now 10 minutes after the hour, and we have a great guest today as well. Keith Broder is the director of the Constitution Club. You could learn more about the Constitution Club by going to this website, constitutionclub.ning.com. That's constitutionclub.ning.com. They're holding elected officials accountable. Thomas Jefferson says on their website, "Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty." They are teaching the principles of individual liberty and personal responsibility. Friend of mine, Keith Broder, welcome to the Glenn Pav Show.
Well,
Writing Right.
Well, Glenn, thank you very much. I really am excited to have this opportunity, and hopefully when I get through, the listeners will have also benefited from this experience. I'd like to just mention a few things about the Constitution Club. We have just right close to 3,700 members.
Good.
All across the nation in virtually every state, and we have created a network of counties. We have a website for every county. That we have 3,142 websites which are hosted by the Constitution Club. The idea behind it is we want to have each county have the ability to network with one another so that they can collectively come together to fight tyranny and to promote liberty and individual responsibility. The coin of liberty on the reverse side is responsibility, and I think too many people today, they want to be free, but they don't want to pay the price. They don't want to have to be responsible for their actions. They want someone to come in and bail them out.
Yes.
And unfortunately, that's not the way it works. Under the laws of nature and nature's God, we are personally and individually accountable to our Creator. And when governments come in and try to enable people to avoid the consequences for their actions, they are doing them a tremendous disservice.
Absolutely. And so that is the website. By the way, do you know what .ning stands for? Because I
know
several others as well.
I do not know, but there is the company that is the server has hundreds or thousands of different affiliated websites using that ning.com.
Yes.
But anyway, the purpose of our website is to try to unite the patriot community, to be able to unite and to have power, because collectively we are strong, whereas individually we're relatively weak. I think that the analogy that I can use is that, frankly, if you or I were to sit down to try to eat an elephant, it would be an insurmountable task.
Right.
And yet if you have an army of ants, they could eat an elephant in a few minutes. And so I think what we need to do is we need to unite the patriot community so that we're working side by side, hand in hand, for the purposes of trying to restore our constitutional republic and the rights that were granted to us by our Creator.
Exactly.
The discussion that I want to talk a little bit about today is this whole idea of preparedness. There were literally millions of Americans who recently lost their homes as a result of the housing bubble bursting, and these people were unprepared. They had put their faith in the wrong place, and because they put their faith and their trust in this corrupt monetary system and the corrupt banking industry, they lost their homes and virtually everything they owned.
Yes.
And unfortunately, there are more of these types of bubbles that will come to burst in the near future, and practically every financial planner of any consequence has indicated that they believe that the U.S. dollar is in serious trouble. And when the dollar ultimately collapses, people are going to lose virtually everything they have if they don't take some preventative steps in advance. If a person fails to plan, they might as well just plan to fail. You have to be prepared. And most of us, frankly, we aren't, because we continue to trust the enemy that is holding us in captivity. The bankers, the financial institutions, our government, all of these cartels work hand in hand with one another to enslave we the people. Goethe, the German philosopher, once said that the most selfless of all slaves is the man who falsely believes that he is free. I don't know if this is a true statement or not, but John Adams was credited with having said that there's only two ways that you can enslave a man or a nation. One is with the sword and the other is with debt. And when you enslave a person with debt, it's a much more subtle form of slavery.
Exactly.
But nonetheless, it's still slavery.
We're talking with Keith Broder, director of the Constitution Club. We're going to be talking about how prepared you need to be. You know, not just for the Boy Scouts to be prepared. We need to be prepared. We're going through some great financial debacles and a tremendous national debt. We're going to learn some solutions today from Keith. And so stay with us on the Glenn Pav Show, Ruddy.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West Shooting Range in Liberty Hill, Texas, showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
And welcome back to the Glenn Pav Show, our third hour of power here on Righting the Right. And we are encouraged to have Keith Broder here, who is a man of solutions, a man who is also a constitutional conservative like myself. And I appreciate the kindred spirit we've had in these past several months together as we've grown to understand and appreciate the Constitution Club. Perhaps you'd like to be involved. Perhaps you'd like to become a member. It's easy to do that. Go to Constitution Club. .ning.com. That's constitutionclub.ning.com to learn much more. Well, solutions, my friend Keith. There's an opportunity here for folks to get through this financial debacle that we're facing. Go ahead.
Well, one of the things that I'd like to indicate the fact is that hindsight is perfect vision. We can always go back in time and identify what we could have and should have done. But the best way to learn, the best way to prepare for the future is to study history and to see what has happened in the past. Now, if we turn the clock back to the year 1929 when the stock market crashed, a lot of people lost virtually everything they had. But if at that particular time they had converted all of their stock into gold, they would have been able to weather the storm and come out in a tremendously advantaged position. Back in 1932 or thereabouts, if you were to buy an ounce of gold, it would have cost you $20 for an ounce of gold. And if you had 150 ounces of gold or $3,000, you could have bought a brand new home. Now, during that same period of time from 1932 till today, if you take a look at the price of gold today, which is around $1,300 an ounce, and if you take the $1,300 an ounce and you multiply it by 150 ounces, you will discover that the amount of money that you would have would be the amount of money that would be required to buy a brand new house. And so while the value of the dollar has plummeted since the times of the Depression, gold has been able to retain its value. And this is the thing that is so important. If you take a look at a $3,000 house could have been purchased for the same amount of gold then as a brand new house would cost you today. And so it's very important to realize that there are certain things that retain value and certain things that are that don't. And when the federal government, through the Federal Reserve System, continues to print more and more money, they continue to devalue or debase the currency that is already in circulation. And the dollar, if you took $100 in the year 1913 when the Federal Reserve came into being, and you said, well, how much of that original $100 worth of buying power that existed in 1913, how much of that buying power still remains? How much is the dollar worth today? Well, it works out that the dollar today is worth 2% of what it was in 1913.
Amazing.
2%. 2%. So the dollar is going down, 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 and the banking industry wants to tell us, well, don't worry, everything's going to be okay. Well, that's exactly how the bankers have been able to enslave the people. The people have basically put too much trust and faith in mammon. They trust the bankers who are the slave masters. This is very akin to the slaves on the American southern plantations. Trusting their slave masters, because the bankers enslave us. We are debt slaves. We are perpetual debt slaves. The 13th Amendment basically guaranteed that there would be no more slavery in the United States. That is, there would be no more involuntary servitude. But they left in the Constitution the right for people to enter into contracts that would allow them to become perpetual debt slaves through indentured servitude. And so, frankly, most people who go out and get a J-O-B, what they have done is they have basically relinquished their sovereignty and their rights, and they have become indentured servants of their employers. If you don't have control of your life, your liberty, and your property, then somebody else does. And that somebody else is the master, and you are the slave. And so one of the things that we really believe is that we have to educate ourselves. And once we educate ourselves, then we have to take action. And we have to assume responsibility for the choices that we make. We can't avoid the consequences. And so, basically, what I've been trying to really get across to the members of the Constitution Club is that we need to come to the realization that we have problems that are on the horizon, and that we can basically sit back, cross our fingers, and hope for the best, or we can basically take action and take responsibility to protect our family and our loved ones. And if you go back in history, I believe it was Brigham Young who once said that there will come a time in our country when a bushel of wheat will be more valuable than a bushel of gold. And I think that one of the things that I think that we need to do is we need to come up with a plan. And frankly, this plan should consist of acquiring the things that you're going to need tomorrow by making preparation today. For example, if you're going to survive, you're going to need such things as air and water and food. You're going to need emergency supplies. You're going to need such things as batteries and candles. You're going to need a lot of these basic things. And they're going to, frankly, even be more important than having gold and silver because, frankly, like Brigham Young indicated, the fact that, you know, a bushel of wheat is more valuable than a bushel of gold. If you have a bushel of wheat, you're going to be able to sustain yourself. If you have a bushel of gold, you're going to have somebody who's willing to trade. Well, ultimately, the most important things that we can do is we need to make sure that we have a supply of food. We need to have food storage. We need to be able to know that if the proverbial fertilizer hits the fan, we need to know that our family is going to be able to have food that, that will be able to sustain them for periods of time that might be, it might be 60, 90 days. It might be 6 months, it might be a year. So it's very important that we stockpile and we fill our cupboards with dehydrated or freeze-dried foods to be able to sustain us when the going truly gets tough.
Some of the people, of course, Keith, saying, well, this is not going to happen. It never has happened before in their lifetime and so forth. And the naysayers are coming out, and they're just trying to justify. And they'll be the ones knocking on our door saying, you got anything to spare?
Yeah, that is that's sad but true. But I think that the people, there's a price that we pay for everything. We have a there's a price we pay for doing things, and there's a price we pay for not doing things. If you go ahead and you hope you should hope for the best, but you should plan for the worst.
Exactly.
And it's very important that we take a portion of that which we earn today and set it aside. I remember the story. I believe it was the story of the ant and the grasshopper. You familiar with that story?
I believe so, but go ahead and share
well,
it with
us. Well, the ant went out and was collecting all sorts of food and things like that and putting it into storage. And the grasshopper was just out there having a good old time. He was just hopping around and flipping and flying around and just enjoying life. And he made a lot of fun of the ant who was storing food.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden when hard times came and the grasshopper was unprepared, the grasshopper wasn't able to survive, whereas the ant who had planned ahead was in great shape because he had the reserves, the food supply necessary to sustain himself and his loved ones. And so I think that's that same analogy will fit for us. Those of us that plan ahead, we're going to have to pay a dear price. It's going to be expensive. You're not going to be able to solve big problems with small Band-Aids. You know, if when the Titanic sprung a leak, when it hit the iceberg, you're not going to solve the problem with a Band-Aid. It's going to take a lot more action than that.
Exactly. You know, Proverbs 6:6 says, go to the ant, O sluggard, observe her ways and be wise. You know, and we need to be wise in preparation like this. We're going to come up to a break here. But we want to introduce to you the opportunity for you to prepare. You already, Keith Broder is with us from the Constitution Club. And, of course, we need food, clothing, and shelter, folks. And air, water, food, emergency supplies. We also need something to barter so that we can get things during these times. And we're going to talk about that on the second half of the show here. You're listening to the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back after these important messages.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm Jody Miller. Let's get started. Political analysts say Russian President Putin is feeling the pain of new economic sanctions. For example, Crimea has just been put up for auction on eBay. A new poll shows the popularity of Obamacare has slipped to a new low. In fact, Obamacare is now even less popular than Nickelback. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee announced it raised $100 million to assist in their fight to keep money out of politics. NBC's Chuck Todd said Democrats have a pep in their step, which he hasn't seen since 2012. He then went on to say that Democrats are the bee's knees and their new immigration bill is a real humdinger. The federal government is shipping a number of illegal aliens up to Alaska. Well, that makes sense. If the economy gets any worse, the illegals can just sneak into Russia. Democratic Party activists are pushing Michelle Obama to run for the U.S. Senate. Senator Michelle Obama? Come on. She doesn't even make a good lunch lady. Hillary Clinton is refusing to disclose her net worth. We got, let me guess, her net worth is just a little bit more than dead broke. And finally, a new book claims that Joe Biden likes to swim in the nude. And you can read all about it in the latest issue of 101 Reasons We Wish We Were Blind magazine. Thanks for watching NewsBusted, everybody. I'm Jody Miller. Make sure to tell your friends about us, and we'll catch you next time.
Hello, my friend. I'm Glenn Pav of The Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, heard weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. That's prime time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can also listen live on the web at writingtheright.com, spelled R-I-G-H-T both times. That's writingtheright.com. And join me this week with my guests and co-hosts. That's The Glenn Pav Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, prime time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And folks, let's keep writing the right.
We were made to be courageous. We were made to lead the way. We could be the generation that finally breaks the chains. We were made to be courageous.
You can't be courageous. You also need to be wise, and wise in preparing for the future here. And we're here with Keith Broder, the director of the Constitution Club. Go to for more information about what we're talking about today. You can go to the website constitutionclub.ning.com. constitutionclub.ning.com. Well, Keith, there's another way that we can supply our needs, and that is a financial or a barter or a trade. Tell us about this new venture that you are bringing up to our Constitution Club members.
First off, about 2 months ago, I came up with this. I was introduced to a company out of Stuttgart, Germany. The company is called Carrot Bars, and they seem to have an idea that really made a lot of sense to me. First off, most people that I know cannot afford to pay $1,300 for an ounce of gold. Mm-hmm. Practically everybody would like to, but frankly, the truth of the matter is 98% of the American people have never bought an ounce of gold. And 98% of the people have been more or less locked out. The people, there's the old golden rule that basically says he who has the gold makes the rules. And 98% of the people are don't have gold, and so they don't really participate in the making of the rules in reality. And so Carrot Bar said, well, you know, an ounce consists of units called grams. There's 31.1 grams in a troy ounce. And Carrot Bars came up with a plan where they said, well, you know, rather than selling ounces of gold to the American people and the people of the world, why don't we offer people an opportunity to buy gold in much smaller quantities so that it will be affordable to virtually everyone? And so they have come up with a marketing plan, and what they've done is they said any individual that wants to save gold, they can do this simply by exchanging their current paper currency, their Federal Reserve notes, they can trade them in on real gold. This is what we would call true constitutional money.
Right.
The Founding Fathers wanted people to be able to engage in commercial activity, not with notes, but with dollars. There's a difference between currency and money, and there's a difference between a dollar and a note. A note is a debt instrument. A dollar is a unit that represents wealth and value. Our system is based upon the bankers issuing IOUs. The Federal Reserve notes are nothing more than IOUs, and we trade them back and forth, and in the process of trading them back and forth, we basically subject ourselves to the bondage and the slavery of the international banking families. And so Carrot Bars determined that if we made gold available to the common man by selling it in units of grams, a lot of people could start ensuring their future buying power in this manner.
Right. And we really need to answer the question, and you did a little bit before, but some of the folks who are listening in just now are tuning in to the Glenn Pav Show, Writing the Right. You know, why would I want to buy gold are some of the listeners' questions. And gold offers protection against inflation, folks. It's a stable investment in times of crisis, and we're in that right now. The demand for gold is higher than the supply, and you can actually barter or trade with it. And financial advisors suggest at least 10% of your portfolio to be in gold, or gold bars are considered a global cash. So therefore, gold is the security for your family for the future, and it's a wise investment along the way. Now let's talk about the smaller amounts that can be purchased, Keith.
Well, first off, one of the things that most people are unaware of, and that is that, and this was really distressing when I learned this, people are all familiar with something known as the spot price for gold and silver.
Yes.
Glenn, do you know how the spot price for gold and silver is determined?
No, I really don't. I just get the spot price figure every month with my portfolio myself, but I don't know. That's a good question. What's the answer?
Well, I'll tell you, when you hear the answer, you're going to be really disappointed. The spot price of gold is established by a group in London called the London Bullion Market Association, the LBMA. This particular association consists of 100 of the leading bank, international banks.
Okay.
And so the bankers basically artificially establish the price for gold. Gold is not based on supply and demand. Silver is not based on supply and demand. Gold and silver are priced according to what the bankers want it to be priced at. So they can artificially raise or lower the price of gold at their will. And when they're able to do that, then they're able to carve out for themselves incredible profits by selling short or by their timing, because they know exactly what the value of gold is going to be tomorrow, because they set the value.
They set it, yeah. They're the standard setter.
So basically, this is how the spot price of gold is established. Now, you've got to keep in mind one other thing is that if you take pre-existing gold that is being recirculated, its value has been established by this spot price. But, you know, for example, if you go out into your backyard, Glenn, and you look down on the ground and you find a gold nugget, that gold nugget, how much did it cost you to acquire it?
Nothing.
So therefore, the price or the value of that gold could be $1,300 an ounce, but what is your cost? Your cost was the time and effort that it took for you to find it.
Sure.
And so a lot of these refineries that are selling gold, their acquisition cost of the gold might be substantially less than the spot price. And so, for example, when a refinery takes some gold, they have to work on getting it purified and all this sort of thing. But the bottom line is that the spot price is really the thing that's important is not the price of gold, it's the value of gold. And the
yes.
fact of the matter is that the value of gold hasn't changed since the days that Jesus was walking in the Holy Land. I mean, the value of gold has remained constant. Don't be too concerned about price. Price is kind of a misnomer because the price can be artificially manipulated. Normally, they say that the value of gold to silver, that a silver is supposed to be worth, gold is supposed to be worth 10 to 15 times the value of silver. And right now, gold is selling for 50 to 60 times the value of silver. Now, that is not a natural phenomenon. That is an artificially fixed price because that's what the bankers want it to be. And so we have to realize, again, it's more important to be concerned with the value of gold, not the price.
That's good.
Price,
now, you whet our appetite a little while ago talking about gold in the size of grams, which is affordable to everyone. Let's go into that because we have this segment and the next segment to really hit this hard and give our good listeners some hope and prospects and solutions.
Well, the one thing that I think that I want to mention at this time is we announced 2 months ago on the Constitution Club that we would no longer accept donations. That's not to say that we don't need money and we don't want money to be able to promote our projects, but what we decided was we did not want to have our members taking the few dollars that they have and giving it to us. Instead of donating or spending money, we want to encourage them to save money. And so what Carrot Bars has said is that if people are willing to save money, and your Constitution Club is willing to send us business, we will pay the Constitution Club a finder's fee equal to $4 for every gram of gold that is purchased collectively by your entire membership. Well, if we have, out of the 3,600 and so members we have, let's say that 1,000 members purchase gold. Well, if 1,000 members purchase 5 grams of gold per month, that's 5,000 grams. If 5,000 grams of gold pay us $4 each, we'd be making $20,000 a month in referral fees from the Carrot Bars company, and our members would not be spending money, they would be saving gold. And
sure.
they would be taking a proactive steps toward preserving their wealth. And so this is basically what we've done. We've stopped collecting donations. We've been sending people who haven't made donations, we've sent it back to them and said, keep your money and convert it from paper currency into
sure.
real gold.
Now, Carrot Bars International, founded in 2009 in their fifth year, they're in 122 countries. They're a bona fide group recognized by that organization that you mentioned before, and that was the
London Bullion Market Association.
Yeah, LBMA. Mm-hmm. So it's a bona fide organization, and it can give you peace of mind knowing you own the very best gold as well.
Well, the gold is 24 karat gold. Mm-hmm. It's 999.9% pure gold.
Better than ivory.
And they will store the gold for you in their vaults for free if you leave them in their vaults in Stuttgart, Germany. You can also have the gold stored for a fee in Singapore or Switzerland if you choose. Or you can have them send the gold directly to you via Federal Express, where they will actually include in the shipping charges, they'll include the insurance and the shipping charges.
Good. We're going to come back and we're going to ask you a question, and that is, how can you help the Glenn Pabst Show Writing the Right continue to grow and prosper in our business to grow more affiliates by getting more affiliates involved in this? And you're going to be able to share that with Keith Broder. We'll be back on the Glenn Pabst Show Writing the Right. And you'll be able to apply the same principle to
you. Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Ooh, nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pav, President and CEO of the Conservative Talk Network and the Glenn Pav Show. I've coined the phrase, righting the right, to encourage us to move our country back to the right of center on the political and moral spectrum. Each letter, R-I-G-H-T, explains our stance. The R stands for reformation, the I for integrity, the G for godliness, the H for honor, the T stands for truth. Truth can set you free, my friend. The truth is that the founders recognized God as the source of liberty and law. The truth is our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. The truth is, in the distant past, our presidents, Congress, and state and local officials have acknowledged God. The truth is, even the courts have declared that we are a Christian nation. The truth is, American schools were formed to advance the Christian faith. The truth is, foreign nations acknowledge our Christian roots and heritage. So let's live in light of this truth. The result is freedom. This is Glenn Pav of the Conservative Talk Network saying, with the truth, let's keep righting the right.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds. It's reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Back to the Glenn Pav Show on our last segment here for this Friday, and we are excited that you are with us. We are talking to Keith Broder. ConstitutionClub.ning.com is where you can learn much more about what we're talking about today. We're talking about gold and the opportunity for you to have affordable gold and use it as a hedge on inflation and also a security for your family compared to what the dollar may be doing. It's ready to burst. The dollar is not even being traded between China and the USSR anymore, Russia, and we're finding more and more the debacle of this situation. So here's an opportunity for you to take advantage of this. Keith, how can a business, how can the PAV services here for Righting the Right, the Conservative Talk Network, profit by an opportunity to have some of this gold and also secure some things for my family?
Well, that's an excellent point. Now, first off, a lot of people, when they first get introduced to the Carat Bars opportunity, they look at it and they immediately think, well, wait, this looks like some sort of a multi-level Amway type of a situation. And the fact of the matter is that it's absolutely not. And the reason that I say that is because with Carat Bars, you develop a relationship as an affiliate. You're totally independent. You're totally separated. All you're doing is providing leads for carrot bars. You're basically sending your friends, your neighbors, your countrymen to carrot bars. Carrot bars says, thank you very much, Glenn, for sending business in our direction. And as a result of your sending people in our direction, we're going to pay you a compensation in the form of an affiliate finder's fee. And so everyone who is associated with your ministry, who exchanges an ounce of gold or a gram of, excuse me, paper dollars for grams of gold, they are going to actually be making a contribution to building your organization and helping to fund your project. Because frankly,
it's like a win-win situation for everybody.
Well, that's correct, because you're not asking your members to donate money. By using this program, what you're basically saying is, take the money that you would have donated to me, and instead of giving me your money, buy yourself and your family some insurance that will guarantee the, or help to preserve the buying power of your dollars. In other words, rather than donating money to me or saving money, you say, let's save money for yourself and let's let carrot bars pay us instead. And so this becomes essentially a perpetual fundraiser for the Glenn Pav ministry. And this way the people help you by helping themselves and by taking responsibility. Yeah. Now, the other thing that I wanted to mention here is that when you buy with the multi-level type companies, what happens is you essentially buy lotions, potions, and nutrients or supplements or whatever, and you essentially sell them. You are actually involved in the marketing as far as being a seller of products. Well, this is not the case. Anyone that buys gold or exchanges paper dollars for gold with carrot bars, they are dealing directly with carrot bars. You are not part of the loop, so to speak. You're merely the person who provided the lead and helped to facilitate the transaction, and you get paid in the process. Mm-hmm. Now, anyone, if you want to become an affiliate of carrot bars, what you do essentially is you go to the Constitution Club website. Mm-hmm. When you go to the Constitution Club website, you will see there's a place there where you can sign up for a free account. It doesn't cost you anything to become a customer of Carrot Bars. And when you do that, you will be helping to finance not only the Constitution Club, but you'll also be able to help finance the GLIVPAV ministry at the same time, mm-hmm. while you are helping to accumulate gold to protect you and your family's financial future. Now, at this point, what I'd like to mention is that how much gold do you need? Well, here's a little thing that I wrote the other day. It says, in order to maintain your standard of living when the dollar collapses, you will need to have enough gold on hand to purchase the goods and services that you need. Let's just say, for example, that you have a budget of $2,600 monthly. Well, if you need to replace that income, you would need to save an average of 5 grams of gold per month for a year. Well, if you did that, if you saved 5 grams of gold per month for a year, you would have approximately 2 ounces of gold at the end of the year. Well, 2 ounces of gold at today's prices is about $2,600. So in other words, if you save 5 grams of gold per month for a year, you will be able to maintain your lifestyle for 1 month. If you want to maintain your standard of living of $2,600 a month, but you want to do it for 3 months, you'd have to save 3 times as much gold. You'd have to be saving 15 grams of gold per month. And if you wanted to have 6 months of protection, you would need to save 30 grams of gold per month. It's kind of like insurance. Insurance is based on risk. If you have a person who has cancer, high cholesterol, and diabetes, you're going to pay a lot more for your insurance than you would if you were a marathon runner. Well, it's all based on risk and probability. Well, what is the probability that the dollar is going to collapse?
Mm-hmm.
The probability is extremely great.
Yes.
So therefore, the insurance premium that you would have to pay is going to be great. You're not going to be able to solve the financial problems and the potential consequences that are right around the corner by saving 1 or 2 grams of gold per month. If you save 1 or 2 grams of gold per month, that would be like trying to plug the leak in the Titanic with a Band-Aid. It isn't going to work.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Well said. So people can be in this for a business as well as for just caring for their families and having this gold as available. These grams of gold, what do they look like as far as that?
Frankly, the card, it's a card.
It's a credit card look.
it looks like a credit card, but in the center of the credit card, there is a gram of gold embedded into the card.
Okay.
So this card does not represent gold. It is gold.
It is so this, actual gold.
And that's why it's constitutional money, because in the Constitution, it doesn't say anything about the currency being backed by gold. It said the currency is gold,
yes.
Not backed by gold. A Federal Reserve note is not backed by anything, but the Carat Bars card is gold in and of itself. And like I said, it's the size of a credit card. The card comes in a 1 unit, 1 gram, 2.5 gram, or 5 gram units. They can be purchased from Carat Bars, and the Glenn Pav Radio Show and the Constitution Club, we have a card of our own. It's a international MasterCard, which is funded by Carat Bars International.
Okay.
And money is loaded onto the card every Friday. All of the commissions are loaded onto the card on Fridays, and that is on an international debit card, which can be used in 122 nations around the world. And frankly, the one of the things is that the card is not linked to a bank. It's actually being it's financed by the Carat Bars Corporation itself.
Yeah, it's not no banks, no brokerage. It's spendable as is. It consistently accumulates. You know, these are great advantages, allowing everyone to purchase affordable amounts, and you can purchase gold at your own rate and build your own business at your own pace too.
Well, now here's the thing that I think is really interesting too. In my particular situation,
well, we've got to close out shortly.
Yeah,
so go ahead.
I'll just say real quickly. Carat Bars pays me my commission, and I say, don't give me money, give me gold. So I actually get paid in gold. I get free gold by referring other people and encouraging other people to save gold.
Sure. Sounds good. Well, folks, you can learn a lot more about this from Keith Broders at the Constitution Club on the Internet. It's constitutionclub.ning.com. And tell them that you heard it on the Glenn Pav Show, Writing the Right, and we'll start working our business together on this, Keith. And we appreciate you so much. Thank you for Writing the Right, and keep it up, my friend.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
All righty. Bye-bye. That was Keith Broder. Well, I want you to join me on next week's shows. On Monday, on Local Politics, our primary county commissioner, Norm Roach, will be with us talking about what the county commissioners really do. National Politics, New Zealander Trevor Loudon will be with us. And then we'll continue on health care with MD Plus, Health Insurance Alternative for Obamacare. My Citizens for Self-Governance with the Convention of States Project, a solution in the constitutional way. Law and Justice author Dennis Schulke about attorneys above the law. Then we're going to have Foreign Affairs Professor and Dr. Miller on the Islamization of America. And on the military, Talking with Heroes with Bob Calvert. And my constitutional study on the making of America. Until then, on behalf of our expert co-host, faithful sponsors, and today's guest, Greg Robbins and Keith Broder, Duty Engineer Sam, this is your patron host, Glenn Pav, saying to my bride of 30 years, Melanie, and to you, my listening friend, God bless you.
Like
keep running.
More about
God bless
the
America. May America press God, and by all means, may God
save
the USA.
Join us every weekday on the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Remember to download the podcast at writingtheright.com. Until then, this is Glenn Pav, your patron host, saying, keep writing the right.
I'm Glenn Pat.